Hello, my name is Caitlin Miller and I'm a member of the Troy Prep Media Club. Today I'm going to be discussing COVID-19 vaccines and distant learning with Talise and Treasure. Talise, last week was exam week. How challenging was it for you during COVID?
Exam week, it was challenging. It was hard, but overall, like throughout the week, nothing was like bad or anything.
Since last week we were on online for the test, was it easy? Was it challenging for you during the COVID test for doing during COVID?
I would say it was challenging for me because, as you know, usually back in the past, before COVID had started, we were always in school taking our IAs and exams. So it's like it's a change because I had to adapt taking it at home and doing all Illuminate and doing all this extra work. And if I was in school, I would have to do it in a booklet and it would be there in front of me instead of doing it on a computer. And plus, you got distractions all around you, so it's harder to focus on the test when you could be on the phone with your friends while y'all doing it on FaceTime, and you could be watching TV for all the teachers now. But at the same time, I will say, yes, it was better home, also because I'm by myself. So it's like nobody, I can't look around at nobody. I'm just in my own personal space.
And also, just to clarify about the exams, so were all of your exams online, even if you did take in-person classes, or was there a mix?
Everybody was online. The teachers went in. The teachers were there at the school, but the kids weren't. I messed up that one time because I forgot we had exams. It was like me, my friend Cameron, Touche. Then the janitor goes, there's no school next. You guys are online all week because of the test. I was like, my mom didn't know I had them. So it was all confusing.
With the exams, how did they like monitor you guys when you were taking it? Or was it just on the honor system?
For virtual, all we had to do, honestly, was keep our cameras on and they'll time us. And they'll tell us how many minutes we got left. Like, we didn't really... Because there's nothing, like, they can do. Like, if it was in person, they would walk around the classroom, make sure that you're, like, staying paced. And then if you was and you followed everything, you'll get dressed down. That's how they do it in person.
So the difference this time was that everybody had to take the exam online because that was just a way to make it equal for everyone.
They would like check your test to see where you're at and tell you like keep like going fast or go check your work again.
So the teacher was like talking to the whole class during the exam about like the time.
Like they would stop and talk to say, oh, you have this many minutes left. But like they would like private message you where you're at and where like if you need to go faster and all that. So they don't say it out loud. And you just had to keep your cameras on, and that was about it for the test.
So with private messaging you, like, was that because the exam was, like, on the screen, and so everybody was looking at the same screen, or did you have the tests, like, saved on your own computer?
Like, they gave us, like, the link to the test. They didn't put it on the screen because, I don't know why, they just put it to themselves again. Okay, now for the second question. Since we had a discussion about COVID and education, Troy Prep has switched to hybrid learning. Are you doing hybrid learning, and how is it impacting your education?
Right now, I'm fully remote, but I'm definitely coming back to school in September. Definitely coming back to school in September because, like, right now, I can go back to school right now, but I feel like as of right now, my mom just told me to stay home. I feel like September is better because it's a fresh new start because we're going to be in 11th. I'm being in 11th grade. It's a whole new start. So, I mean, remote is going all right now. But being in school will be better for me because I got the teachers there. So why not just coming to school, because if I go to school, I had no choice but to do my work. But if I'm at home, cell phone, FaceTime, texting, do whatever I want. So I feel like I'm definitely going to come into school. And, you know, this quarter and this year, I could have did better than what I did, but I'm definitely going to come back to school and do better than what I am right now.
Personally, for me, I think that the online is working better for me because I don't have distractions and I get distracted easily. So when I'm home, like she said, I could like FaceTime, I could text my friends and all that. But at the same exact time, I could focus on my work with myself since there's no distractions around me. There's no kids yelling, no kids arguing. And since all my friends are at school, I would talk to them more because I haven't seen them for a long time since like COVID started and everything. So yeah, I'll say online is better for me.
I agree with you because I feel like ever since I've been home, I really haven't gotten out to see none of my friends. I mean, I don't really have no friends anyway, but the one friend that I do have, she usually comes over to my house every weekend. So it's a good thing, but at the same time, I still got other friends I want to go see. Like, everybody, like, school is fine. Like, so why not, you know, go? I'm mad that we got to wear uniform and stuff, but why not just go have fun? A little bit of freedom, because I feel like I'm always stuck in the house. Like, ever since COVID started, if we don't go out and, like, you know, go out to eat or something or go somewhere, we're always in the house. And at the same time, my dad has a low immune system, so I don't want to go back to school right now until, like, it really, like, dies down a little bit more, because I don't want to risk it, because if I get COVID, it can affect my dad. So I don't want to risk any of it, so I'm just going to stay in my bedroom area, stay home like I usually been doing, and just family time is everything. So I feel like COVID really had me stay with my family more, because before COVID started, I was always outside with my friends. I was always somewhere. I was never really home. But now that COVID started and I had moved into where I'm at now, I really found the value of what family means. Like, yeah, I feel like I became closer to my family.
Well, the family part is different for me because things happened. Don't want to talk about it. For Treasure, since you turned 16, will you or your friends be able to get the vaccine, or are you getting it or not?
Me personally, yes, I'm able to get the vaccine. The doctor called my mom about it, but me, I don't know if I want to get the vaccine, because as you know, that you don't know how it's going to affect your body, because a vaccine can affect your body many different ways. For example, when people get the flu shot, some people be sick and everything. So I never got the flu shot, so I don't know how that vaccine will affect my body personally. But if I had the chance and my parents do say yes, I could get it, I will get it.
Did your parents get it?
No, they did not.
Was that by choice or are they not eligible for it yet?
It's by choice. I'm pretty sure they could get it, but at the same time, you never know what it could do to your body. Because, for example, when my dad gets the flu shot, he's sick and everything. So just imagine what the vaccine of the COVID would do.
Caitlin, how do you feel about that?
I'm not 16 yet, so I don't know if I'm going to get it or not, because like Treasure said, I haven't gotten the flu shot either. So I don't know how would I feel about it, because I remember I got the flu, like, I don't even think I got the flu before. I don't know. But yeah, like Treasure said, if my parents said I had to get it, I have to get it.
Are your parents getting it, Caitlin?
My parents have not gotten it yet because my mom doesn't know how to feel about it, and she wants to wait for other people to get it to see how it feels. Like,
are there other people around you that feel the same way, like that they're apprehensive about getting it? because of the potential effects that it might have on your body? Is there a reason why people feel that way?
I think, I don't really know why they feel that way, to be honest with you, because I'm not them, so I don't know how they feel. But I only talk to, like, 7 family members right now. So, like, I know a couple, like, I know, like, 3 or 4 people that got the COVID vaccines. But they said they felt like they had, like, a little headache and all that. Like, they felt, like, a little sick. But it was nothing else. And my other family members don't want to get it. I don't know who else got it in the family that I don't talk to. But, yeah. But personally, me, I don't think I would get it because I don't want to, like, because I always get headaches, like, for, like, an hour, like, a couple of hours, like, 3 times a day. And if I have, like, if it keeps on happening, it's going to make me have, like, a worse headache. Like, I get really bad migraines, and I don't want that at all. So, yeah.
Do you think that there's an issue with accessibility to the vaccine? So even though people are going to be eligible for it, is there an access issue in your community? Like, are people not being able to get to it for various reasons, like they can't make appointments or there's just other barriers? Just curious how you feel about that.
I heard that a lot of the COVID, like, people are signing up for appointments and all that, and like sometimes I heard that they were all full for that week and like the next week, so it was hard for them to get the vaccine. But I think the only people who got it, like, it went from, like, nurses, like, all, like, Albany Medical nurses and all that to, like, something like that. Got what it is. Then to, like, now, like, 16-year-olds and all that. So I would say most definitely that people are getting so many COVID vaccines that, it, like, the list keeps on going on, and, like, I bet the people who are doing them are tired because they keep on doing it over and over again for, like, so long now. So, yeah.